Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
So Jackie Wilson, bringing us back. 17th Hill, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Anita Rosen is here. Anita is one of our favorite people in the Brain Trust, author of many books, including E-Learning 2.0. She's forgotten more about doing business online than most of us will ever know. And we continue to turn to her for her wisdom and her perspective. Anita, thanks again for being here. ReadyGo.com, is that right?
Yes.
And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, I have an e-learning company, so I'm also a small business.
Yep.
And we help companies, small businesses, put together training on the web.
And all that's, you can find out how all that works at ReadyGo.com. And videos, you got some videos there too, right? I love your videos.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we have some videos.
Yeah.
And another day, we could talk about marketing on the web.
All right, so let's
do that. I just read an article in the paper this past weekend, Jim, where your name was used.
Oh, really?
And they were saying that you said 50% of businesses, small businesses, don't have a website.
Still, after all these years.
Yes, quoted you.
And did you know what the rest of the quote was? That's ridiculous. It's absurd.
The whole quote was there.
Yeah, and I said, having a website is mandatory. It is non-negotiable.
Yep. They have the full quote.
Yeah. So that's right. Well, good. I'm glad somebody quoted me correctly. So, all right, let's get back to big data.
Okay,
In the previous segment, Anita, we talked about what big data is. Now, let's talk about how it applies to small business.
Well, let me talk about a couple other things. First of all, what is the biggest thing right now in Silicon Valley? And my experience is whatever is the biggest thing in Silicon Valley today becomes the biggest thing in Main Street in about 4 or 5 years. Because it takes a while. These companies have to hire all these engineers
to
create, and then products come available.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, there's two areas where if you're an engineer, it's easy to get a job. One is if you work in big data.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the really serious engineers go into big data, and the more junior folks go into app development. And they're tied together completely because all these companies that are coming up with apps all of a sudden realize, well, one of the things that we're doing is saving information. And now we've got these huge warehouses full of information, and we have no clue on how to access it.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in the 90s, what we said before, back in the 90s and even 10 years ago, one of the big, big things, big areas, was data mining.
Mm-hmm.
So companies saved all this. Like, think of American Express having all this information. And they sat there and said, we can pull out demographics, we can get all kinds of good information on people because we've stored all this information.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at it instead of just looking at it from a customer's record point of view, let's look at it from the other end and say, what kind of marketing information?
Mm-hmm.
But that information is all being saved in a way that you know what it looks like.
Well, and years ago, I used to talk to my audience about my consulting clients years before that about keeping certain records on your customers. If you sell something that's brown, and only 25% of your people buy brown, the next time brown goes on sale, don't send it to everybody. Send it to make sure that the first ones go out to that 25% they bought brown before.
Hey, you know, it works out so well. I run and I get new sneakers. And I went into the small business. It's a small running shop that I like to go to. And I went in there and I said, I need to get new sneakers. And they said, are you a customer? I said, yeah. And I gave them my name and they came up and said, oh, yeah, these are the ones that you like. And they walked over to the wall and pulled out. And I was so happy because they completely changed the look of the sneaker.
And how good did that make you feel that they actually cared enough to keep up with what you
it
had done.
It was fantastic.
It made you feel good that you were that they recognize you as a customer. When I call a restaurant and make a reservation and I tell them my name, I like it when they say, "Oh, welcome back, Mr. Blasingame."
Yes.
Yeah, and so these are just side benefits of big data, but all I was going to say there is,
well, this is almost little data.
I know, but what I was getting at, this is the kind of, I'm trying to help small business owners understand that they've always kind of been doing this, but now we're going to go to big time with the big data. Now go back, continue.
So now what the big data is if you're online, every place you go, everything you do, you've heard these cookies. So they put a cookie on you, and they might not. They don't know necessarily who you are. You're
right.
Number 17. You know, they get this big long string,
right,
where that number is, and they just track what that number does, and they put it on there, and they don't really care unless
right.
they're the NSA. They don't care down to who the person is.
Right.
What they're looking for is trends and being able to take that trend back to the person.
And is this how whenever I go to a totally unrelated website 3 days later, in the right column in the ad bar, I see an ad for something that I looked at 3 days ago.
Yes, and that thank you very much, Google.
Mm-hmm.
That's Google, because Google does AdWords, and they do AdWords. And think about it. Google's on the forefront, and this is how immature this industry is.
Mm-hmm.
The immaturity is, I bought a car last year, so I spent a lot of time online before I bought my car. Now, this is over a year ago I bought a car. I spent a lot of time online over a year ago looking at all the different cars and looking at the pricing for all different cars.
Mm-hmm.
Once I bought a car, how much time do you think I spent looking for cars afterwards?
Zero.
You know what still pops up?
The cars.
Car ads.
Yeah, so they're wasting their time. They should be featuring something next thing that you're interested in. Right,
and that's what I mean by immaturity.
We got a long way to go. So we're going to talk about the future of big data for
right.
you and your small business after these messages. Tin Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with our good friend Anita Rosen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.